Good afternoon. Steady cold rain continues to advance to the north from the Mid-Atlantic region and Ohio Valley, and it will be a wet remainder of the day across interior New York and New England. Temperatures have topped out in the middle and upper 40s and now will begin to fall back through the 40s for the rest of the day. A deepening storm system in the Mississippi and Tennessee Valley will hook up with what's left of Hurricane Zeta and head in our direction. Rain will become steadier and perhaps even heavier as we get deeper into the afternoon and into the evening. The storm's center will track down the Ohio Valley and south of Long Island tonight. On this track, colder air will be drawn in from the north and from aloft, and we'll see a transition from that cold rain to a heavy wet snow, especially across the hills and mountains overnight and towards sunrise on Friday. That transition will continue even to the valley floor in many locations as we get into the early morning hours on Friday. Gradually, the precipitation will wind down as the storm pulls away east of Long Island during the first part of the day on Friday, and we'll be left with a few rain or snow showers in the afternoon. Storm total accumulations will be the heaviest across the higher terrain and portions of the Catskills and the Green Mountains, and northern Berkshires could pick up as much as 3 to 6 inches. The southern Catskills, southern Adirondacks, and also the Rensselaer Plateau and Litchfield Hills, including portions of the Berkshires, could pick up as much as 1 to 3 inches. In most all other locations, we will see a slushy coating up to an inch and mainly on the grassy surfaces, especially in the valleys. Friday afternoon, with drier weather, high temperatures will be in the lower 40s. High pressure will build in for the start of the weekend, and it will be a cold start on Saturday in the 20s, and despite sunshine, only make it up to the mid-40s for daytime highs. Another system will approach on Sunday, with sunshine giving way to clouds and showers by the end of the day, but highs should manage to reach the lower to mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern will culminate today over the central and eastern U.S. as a cold upper low continues to interact with Tropical Storm Zeta after making landfall yesterday afternoon over southeastern Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. Zeta is forecast to race across the southern Appalachians and the Mid-Atlantic today while gradually losing tropical characteristics. Even though Zeta has weakened over land, the core of the storm will carry strong gusty winds near and just southeast of its track, which could result in damage to some structures as well as trees, leading to power outages. Some severe thunderstorms are possible today across the interior southeast and the Florida Panhandle. To the north and west of Zeta, strong southerly flow aloft ahead of the cold upper low will continue to transport tropical moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico, and a wide swath of heavy rain will continue to expand eastward from the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys to the east coast. The heaviest rain is expected to fall in the Appalachians into the northern mid-Atlantic, where 1 to 3 inches of rain with locally higher amounts are expected. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy with rain near 50, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 77, set in 1918 and in 1946, and the record low, 19, in 1940 and in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:51 p.m., 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds today with rain moving in this afternoon and highs in the upper 40s. Rain tonight mixing with and changing to snow in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. More rain tonight, possibly mixing with snow before sunrise, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. Rain tonight mixing with and changing to snow, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today, highs in the upper 40s. More rain tonight mixing with snow before sunrise, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. More rain tonight, mixing with and changing to snow, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any wet snow or rain will taper off as a few rain and snow showers, breezy and cold Friday afternoon in the lower 40s, sunny in the mid-40s on Saturday, late-day rain showers on Sunday in the lower to mid-50s, windy and cold Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, flurries and snow showers near 40, and a mix of sun and clouds lower 40s Tuesday and lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.